I'm Aaron Schachter in for Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. When Nelson Mandela was on trial for treason in 1964, he gave a speech in the courtroom. It's the one where Mandela said he was prepared to die for the ideal of a democratic South Africa. That was 50 years ago this Sunday. It's one of the most famous speeches of the 20th century, though not that many people heard it at the time. It was recorded, but not for posterity. Joe Richman is producer of the series Mandela and Audio History, and he told me the story of how Mandela's speech in that courtroom was preserved.
It was recorded on dictabelt, which was, you know, used not, of course, to preserve history, but just as kind of, you know, court transcripts of the time. And it was kept in a box in the South Africa Department of Justice for 30 years. And by law, that had to be turned over after 30 years. And it just so happened that 30 years was 1994, the year that Mandela was elected and the transition happened. So this box went to the National Archive, and then some people who really cared about it, you know, managed to find these dictabelt recordings. And then the trick then, of course, was how do you play them? You know, there was one dictabelt machine left in South Africa at the time, and they managed to figure out that this was Mandela's speech, and then the machine broke quickly. So they had to figure out how to actually transfer and digitize these recordings. They ended up working with the British Library, which had one of the few machines left in the world. And, you know, it was quite a technical feat just to make this something that people could actually hear.
Now, you keep throwing around this word dictabelt as if anyone knows what that is.
Oh, you're not familiar with the dictabelt recording?
No, never had one of those at home. Explain what the tapes look like.
Well, it's actually, they're these beautiful recordings. They're blue with these plastic kind of belts that then could be flattened to play. It was made by the Dictaphone Company, and, you know, it was sort of used in the 40s, 50s in offices, you know, just for taking notes. You know, many trials at the time were recorded on these things, but they were never meant to actually preserve history.
When did you hear about this particular tape or these tapes?
Well, I was living in South Africa in 2003, 2004, working on the series Mandela and Audio History. And for that series, we gathered an insane amount of archival materials. And so we were combing every archive there was, especially in the SABC, the South African Broadcasting Corporation's archive basement. And that's where I first came across the actual speech. It had been digitized a few years earlier, but I had never heard it. I mean, you know, what's interesting about this speech is everyone knows those last five words, "I am prepared to die." But there are 10,693 other words in the speech. I mean, it was, you know, 3 hours long, 4 hours long with all the breaks. You don't just hear Mandela's words. You hear kind of the, you know, the coughs, and you hear the dimensions of the place, and, you know, it kind of brings you back to that moment.
Let's play a little bit of tape from earlier in the speech. Here we go.
I was born in Umtata 46 years ago.
Joe, this is something of an odd statement to be making in a courtroom where Mandela is fighting for his life. What are we listening to there?
Well, exactly. I mean, this, you know, he's starting off with his bio, and, you know, it was a very risky thing. People thought that what he should do is stand up and, you know, and make his defense. And he purposefully decided not to make any defense, but to make this speech from the dock. And even his comrades, the seven other co-defendants at the time, they were arguing that at least if he's going to do this, he shouldn't use those last five words that he did. You know, "I am prepared to die." But Mandela, as accused number one, as he was known, was representing all of them. And he was the one who stood up. And in many ways, this speech is what made him Nelson Mandela.
It is an idea for which I hope to live for and to see realized. But my Lord, if it needs be, it is an idea for which I am prepared to die.
I knew the speech well from the transcript, but to actually hear it, and as I said, not just hear the words, but to hear the dimensions of the courtroom and the coughs and the shuffle and the kind of the sounds, and to kind of bring you back to that moment, it's just amazing. And he sounds totally different. I don't know about to you, but it's just, not only is his voice different, but his demeanor is different. In the speech in the dock, he's making a statement. You hear it. He's making a statement to the world.
Joe, this is not the kind of thing you admit to an archive tape geek such as yourself, but I actually find the speech more powerful reading it than listening to him speak, because it's kind of slow, methodical. As you say, it took 3 hours to put across, and as I read it, it's just a bit more powerful.
I think that's really interesting, because I know exactly what you're saying. And, you know, the thing about that people don't always talk about with Mandela is that he actually wasn't a great speaker. He was an incredibly charismatic man, but not a charismatic speaker. And I think for me, what's so powerful about this speech is partly the words and the speech, but it's more the scene. You know, as a radio producer, that's what I get out of this audio. I'm brought back there, and I'm picturing it, and I'm picturing the courtroom and him standing there in this moment when they really, you know, seriously thought that they were going to face the death sentence, and him standing up there and holding court literally for more than 3 hours. And I feel so lucky that we can go back and hear it.
Joe Richman is the founder of Radio Diaries. We have a link to his podcast, Mandela and Audio History, at PRI.org.